to the Experience Darden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share my recent conversation with John Rickards. John is a second-year student in our full-time MBA class of 2024, and he also leads the sobriety initiative here at the Darden School of Business. John and I recently connected to talk more about his background, his decision to pursue an MBA, what led him to Darden, what the sobriety initiative has been up to this year, and so much more. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. So without further ado, here's my interview with John Rickards. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. How's everything going? How you doing?
Doing well. Really enjoying the weather in Charlottesville and wrapping up Q3.
All right. You're on the downhill side here. How does that feel?
It feels pretty good in one way, in another way, not so good. It's been a great experience, a great time here. At this time of the year, we see maybe less emphasis kind of on classes as we kind of want to be out and socializing the rest of us, especially as we end our Darden experience. I'm trying to find more time for friends, more time for golf, which I sadly haven't spent too much time doing, tennis and other things. And it's also a good time to kind of pass the baton for me and those of us who had some sort of leadership position. It's also an interesting time to see kind of the next round of people pass off what we've worked so hard on to them and try to help them kind of set up what they want to do with what we've taken so much time to do this next year. So it's a great time. It's the learning continues. But also kind of sad because I'll be leaving soon.
Do you have, you mentioned golf, maybe a little bit more tennis, catching up with folks, any bucket list items here as you close out your time in Charlottesville?
One thing I'm trying to get people to do, the Darden experience is a lot about growing and, maybe facing those fears of getting out in front of people, maybe of kind of pushing yourself and exposing yourself to new things. One of my biggest fears is jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. I'm trying to get a bunch of Darden students to go with me and jump out of an airplane, which we can do in Richmond, and it's not too expensive. So that is my big bucket list item I'd like to do. So we'll see how many people I can convince to do that with me. Other than that, just kind of, yeah, more of what I said, just try to kind of wrap up these relationships with people, get them in a good place where we can kind of say goodbye and we're happy with all the time we spent together.
Do you have a preferred golf course in the Charlottesville area?
Well, I say that because it's kind of unfortunate, but as a business school student, actually I haven't played golf yet, which is odd. I've gone to tennis. They have plenty of courts out here you can reserve. It's just golf. I kind of didn't make the time, didn't kind of have the time to do it, or when it was, I was always busy with something else.
It is a time-intensive sport. You got to set aside a few hours. Yeah. Most first-year students probably don't feel like they have a few hours, as at least certainly when they're in the thick of recruiting. Second-year students, maybe a bit more time for that kind of thing, and certainly second-year students, a bit more time. Hopefully you'll find your way to a golf course. There is Birdwood right across the street or so from Darden, not too far away from ground. So it's great to have this time with you, John. We always start with the same first question here. So tell us a little bit more about who you are. Who are you? Sure. What's your background?
Yeah, so I am from Washington State originally. Grew up in a small town and went to BYU, Brigham Young University in Utah. And, while there, I chose to study accounting, which was, it was a good fit, made sense to me. It was very useful, continues to be useful today. I got a nice, safe job at EY in our Los Angeles office. I was working in tax. And so I love LA, absolutely love LA. And I liked a lot about what I was doing in accounting, in tax. But in tax, you see, you're a very subject matter specialist, and you can be a specialist in one part of the tax code. And that wasn't quite what I was wanting to do. I really liked helping people do things they were confused about, sometimes scared about, and helping companies be more efficient, with how they were implementing their tax strategies, but it wasn't giving me kind of the breadth of experience and knowledge I wanted. It didn't help me kind of satisfy that curiosity. So I was started looking at maybe other options for what to do with the career and how to pivot. I decided to move into audit for a few more years at EY. But around that time, I had been talking to a lot of BYU alumni, and they all, or many of them, suggested, well, you know, sounds like you'd be interested in MBA. And that wasn't something, growing up in a small town, I'd ever really thought about before or heard of. And so did the research, was looking into it, kind of wanted to get more experience first to see if accounting could work out for me. And, you know, after a few more years at EY, I really decided to go all in on an MBA program and wound up here at Darden. And we can talk a lot more about why I chose Darden, why I'm happy it turns out that I did choose Darden. But I really wanted something that was give me more experience, could kind of broaden the horizons and satisfy that curiosity I'd been feeling the itch of when I was an accountant. And that certainly has been the case. This summer, I was in Bentonville, Arkansas. I was working in the strategy department at Walmart, doing some very, what I thought were very interesting things as Walmart continues to grow and adapt to this digital age we're in. And this year, I've been able to take many, many different classes. I've loved the classroom experience. It's an interesting thing to see all my peers and how everyone decides to play the Darden game or get what they want out of Darden. Some people kind of go all in on certain things like the social aspect or kind of the travel aspect. For me, the big thing for Darden was always a classroom experience. And so getting to get to know my professors and getting to know my peers in a classroom setting and try to dive as much into the material as possible has been very rewarding for me. And so that is to say, I guess, Brett, that I'm a bit of a nerd. I like school. I'm glad I came back. And I'm excited to apply all these things for the next stage of my life.
Well, John, let's go back a little bit in your story. So how did you find out about Darden? How did you learn about Darden?
The process was, okay, so I want something that really sets me up and I want something with academic rigor. So it looks like, you know, doing my research and talking to people, they're like, well, you gotta go to a top school, right? You gotta get top 10, top 15. Okay. And so that kind of limited already. That's probably not what people want to hear, but that's kind of how it started. And so there's some school names on there, and Darden, of course, was one of those. And then the second part was like, okay, so I know that the MBA can kind of be a cushy degree. I want something that has academic rigor. And I want something that allows me to have the experience of connecting not just with peers, but also with kind of potential mentors, right? And so that kind of made the list a little shorter in that Darden absolutely is great for the classroom experience. And doing my undergrad, I wanted to connect. I'm sad that I didn't connect more with my professors. And here I feel I have a lot more. And not every school has kind of these open office hours where I have met with all my professors during their office hours. Some of them I've met multiple times. Some of them I've met even after the quarter is over and the class is over. And so I wanted something where I could do that, right? Where I could connect with these people. And then I think the thing that really persuaded me very much for Darden was, you know, that smaller list now that I had, I started talking to students. And the students I talked to at these schools, they were all very polite, very polished. But the ones at Darden seemed, I guess, more real is how you could say it. But they also seemed very friendly. They seemed like my type of people. And so that made me think, well, okay, let's put Darden at the top of the list and hopefully we get in. And, you know, thankfully I did. So here we are.
All right. So you come to Darden, you're a brand new first year student. What was that adjustment like? It's obviously a new area of the country for you. You're on the East Coast, Charlottesville.
Yeah. So I packed up everything in my little Honda Civic and I drove all the way across the U.S. And I came to Charlottesville, I think, a few days before classes started for opening week. The adjustment was interesting. So there is a difference culturally, I think, in East Coast, West Coast. And so that was just kind of a little different to get used to maybe some of the things we talk about differently, the way we express ourselves maybe a little bit differently. It was also a bit of a it was definitely an adjustment to get back into class, right? To go from kind of doing one thing or one set of related things at work to doing many different things. And so, one day we're doing like a marketing plan, and then we're going to go do a decision analysis, and then we're going to do something related to finance, right? And that's all in just from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then you got to go do more cases after that. So adjusting to having such a wide variety of tasks to do during the day, and then trying to be social as well, was difficult. I think the biggest part of the classroom experience that was an adjustment, though, was kind of class participation, where there's, I don't know, coming in, I thought class participation would be more of, well, I raised my hand and I said something, right? So points to me today. And that's not really what the professors are going after. The Darden experience is very much supposed to prepare you to be a great business leader, right? And so it's not just raising your hand and then repeating what someone else says. To really challenge yourself, what they're looking for is can you are you getting ready to be in the boardroom? Are you ready to kind of say, well, like so and so was saying, and then so and so was saying, and add them together and have some sort of synthesis and take away from what other people were saying? Or can you add something new? Can you help direct the class from your seat to go to a place where maybe you don't know, and often you don't know the right answer, but you can help get to the right answer? And so that was an adjustment to kind of have that different mindset of, well, it's not just about showing up and getting points for attendance and raising my hand and saying, showing that I had read the case, right? It was more about trying to lead, being one of many different leaders in the classroom.
So what section were you?
I was Section E, go Eels.
All right. Gosh, we sure have had a lot of Section E people here on the podcast. I don't know how it works out that way.
We
Did you have a favorite?
we're an enthusiastic group, I think. So
Did you have a favorite section tradition or something y'all would do as a section?
oh, let's see. Section E, let's see. We loved getting involved in the kind of the Darden Cup. So that was great. I am not an athletic person, unfortunately. And so I wasn't the best pick for these. But I love showing up, cheering on the team, and of course getting the actual participation points there, because it is counted as part of the score how many people show up. And so showing up, cheering, seeing all of my classmates do very well at these sports that I, again, maybe I'm not the best to play.
All right, John. Well, you mentioned you spent the summer working at Walmart. That sounds like a bit of a shift from where you were pre MBA.
Yes. So I drove all the way here from LA, and then I went halfway back to Arkansas, and went to a Fortune 1 company. And it was a shift in a lot of ways, and just that it was very big. I was actually working on the data ventures side of the business, which is a high growth opportunity of how do they monetize all the data that Walmart has from just the millions of transactions that happen every hour, because it is such a massive company. And so that was it was good to see kind of the breadth of that. Kind of see the other side of where I was doing consulting and accounting before, and I was always on the outside to see inside a company at kind of more depth than I had before. Also, there were some projects I did which were different than what I had done before. So we're doing like a build by partner project where I was able to use a lot of the skills that I had learned in FMP, which is financial management, and to build these models to explore this strategic decision we were trying to make, and then to be able to present that to the CFO of Walmart International was a great experience. Of course, Bentonville also has things to do, so I went mountain biking, was a big thing there a few times, and kind of tried to explore the area.
Right. Yeah, Bentonville has a lot of things. As I understand it, there's quite a number of things that have been developed there because there's so many Walmart employees that are there in the area. So,
yeah, well, it's an interesting place.
So you come back to Darden for your second year. Second year is a time, at least my impression from talking with people here on the podcast, where people really start to think, okay, I've got class going on, but what else do I want to get involved in outside of the class? People start to take on leadership roles extracurricularly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I think has been a big part of my Darden experience. The interesting thing, though, is that coming in, I thought, you know, at the end of year one, maybe beginning of year two is when we would decide who's going to lead what projects next year. And turns out it's already in Q3 of your first year. And so that came very quickly to decide, well, what am I going to do in my second year? And so at this time, you know, we've already had all of the leadership for clubs and the student association are decided. And they're stepping into those roles starting next quarter, actually. So that will be in just a few weeks. For me, I wanted to have some roles where I was supporting people. I also was very interested in leading some sort of group. My long-term goal is to own and manage my own company. That could change, of course, but I'd like to have something where I have some sort of autonomy. CEO of a smaller company would be just a lot of fun. And it turned out I got selected to lead the sobriety initiative, which is just a kind of more of a social organization. It's for alcohol-free events with a focus on people who don't drink or, you know, don't want to drink that one night or whatever the event is. So it's for people who drink, people who don't drink at all, and everyone in between. And the funny thing was when they said, hey, would you like to be the chair of this thing and lead this initiative next year? And I was very uncomfortable with it, the kind of the thought of being the face of something and being responsible for that, which was interesting. And I thought, well, okay, if I want to lead in the future sometime, I think now at Darden would be a great place to learn to do that and be comfortable with it and be comfortable with working with other people. And so I said yes. And so I've been very pleased with how well we've done this year for Sobriety Initiative. I think we've done a good work in helping people connect and kind of come together. It's been a great project. I would love to gush maybe a little bit more about Sobriety Initiative if you'd like to hear it. So in sobriety, when I got the position last year, I said, well, let's do like a listening tour. Let's go talk to all the students who are involved in this. Because one of the things I feel is a little different from where I was in LA, very different from my undergrad experience at BYU is drinking, right? We don't drink at BYU. And in LA, I feel like the drinking culture is not quite the same as it is back east. Definitely not as much as in a college town like this one. So a lot of people enjoy that. I don't drink at all. And there's a lot of people like me. And I wanted to make sure that if I was going to lead something, I understood the people who I was supposed to be representing. And so I went on this listening tour to talk to all the students. And I found a lot of them were international students. And I found that a lot of them felt like they were missing out on some part of the American experience because they didn't drink. And I even got asked a few times, well, like, well, I feel like I need to start drinking here to be able to get involved. And as someone who is fairly patriotic, very patriotic, and who doesn't drink, that kind of hurt me to hear that some people felt like they couldn't be involved in this country, my country, unless they drank. And so what I wanted to do this year was make it for this big overlap I saw of international students and people who weren't comfortable drinking as much as other people or maybe didn't drink at all. I want to make sure that they had those American experiences that maybe they had seen on TV and they were expecting, but maybe didn't know how to get involved with here. So Our first event was peach picking. That was the weekend before school started. So we got to go to Carter Mountain, local orchard out here, pick peaches together. That was a good event. We also had a couple s'mores nights. And so, you know, it's interesting because s'mores are a fairly American thing. It's sugar on sugar, and it's something you do around the campfire, something people have seen on TV, but maybe didn't know quite what it was, and were very interested to get involved. And so I had great turnout to those. Something else was carving jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween. Again, something people have seen on TV, but maybe didn't know how to get involved with. And also something you probably shouldn't do while drinking alcohol. So that really worked for us. Another great event we had did a dry January mocktail night, and we had a bunch of people show up. We had a different table for many different clubs or groups who just kind of wanted to bring some sort of non-alcoholic drink to share. We had tons of people show up, try a bunch of drinks, and we had a great time there for, you know, 3 hours in the PepsiCo Forum. And so it was just it's been a great experience to be able to kind of bring value to people's social lives who might feel like they were struggling to get involved at Darden. It's also been a great experience to partner with people. All of my events, I've partnered with another club, and it's been a great way to, you know, learn how to partner. Because we talk a lot about leadership in MBA programs, but if you look at a lot of successful entrepreneurs, and successful business people, they also know how to partner. So there's no real leader there. It's something that benefits multiple parties. And of particular note, I think, was our dry January mocktail night, was when I partnered with people from the Wine and Cuisine Club, WAC, as well as the School of Brew and BBSA, it's Black Business Students Association. So quite kind of an odd group to do a dry January event, but they were very helpful, very involved, and with their support and help, we were able to do a great event. And so I hope I didn't go on too much, but I feel strongly that like getting involved in clubs is just a fantastic part of the Darden experience. It's definitely been something I'm really proud of and happy that I got involved in.
Yeah, definitely not too much detail. It's always helpful just to hear what clubs and organizations are up to. John, does any sobriety initiative have anything else planned for the rest of the school year? Anything you're looking forward to?
We'll be doing one more s'mores night. Outdoor club gave me a lot of marshmallows and Hershey's bars and other things that we weren't able to use in the first two. And, you know, I probably shouldn't eat them all myself. So we'll be having one more to finish that off. I'm handing over the reins to someone else. And so we'll see what we do in April. And tonight, actually, we're doing one more event with Humans of Darden. We're doing a game night and pizza night. And so there's going to be pizza and board games that people can come and enjoy. And we will have a few dozen people come and have a nice evening there over in Cafe 67.
How do you see the sobriety initiative fitting into the overall club landscape? Because there's over 50 clubs and organizations at Darden, some of them career-focused, some of them more affinity-focused, some of them activity-driven. How do you see sobriety initiative fitting in?
I think ours is much more about the social aspect. Again, in talking to people last year, I didn't hear they wanted to be recognized for this. I heard from some they wanted to, you know, take some time to tell other people to not drink so much. I felt like maybe that wasn't the best direction for us to take. So sobriety this year with me has all been all about trying to make connections with as many people as possible. Especially for those people who might struggle to make those connections or feel like they're making those connections here, I wanted to make sure there was a place for absolutely everyone on Darden. And of course, I can't do that for everyone. I try to be friendly in my classes and talk to everyone. But as a leader, I want to make sure this club was a social club. And we've been very successful in helping people to come out, do events that they wouldn't be able to do otherwise. There are plenty of other events. I mean, I was also involved in Media and Entertainment Club. I was a VP, and VP at Food and Ag Club too. And those are more about interest, professional interest. I also wanted to do kind of my combination of leadership positions the way I wanted, because I wanted something more social. And I wanted a big variety to get out with a lot of people. The challenge with some of the, well, all actually of the career clubs is that it's a lot of work. The reward is very big, because you are helping people to find jobs and explore these careers. But for me, looking at my second year, I wanted something that allowed me to make more personal ties and connections with people in a social setting. And so that was my choice, is to do kind of the cluster I did of clubs. Other people saw that and wanted to get very involved in the consulting club and give back that way, or the general management club. So it depends on what you want. My strategy was different than many of my peers and many of my friends, because they were looking for other things.
All right. Well, do you have a favorite memory from your time here at Darden? I know it's still ongoing, still got a few more months here till graduation, but something that stands out from your time?
Ooh, you know, if you ask me that tomorrow, I'll probably come up with a different answer. There's a lot of different things, and I know I'm not remembering everything. We'll try maybe one fun one, and one that I've told many people about kind of my academic experience. So for the fun one, I loved learning how to play cricket with my classmates who were teaching me. Many of those are from India, where cricket is a thing. Over here, it's not a thing. We're learning cricket because that's one of the Darden Cup events, right? And so I wanted to find out how to play this game that was going to be one of our events. And we were taught by our accounting professor, Shane. And that was a great event to just in the on the grounds, just where we're in the courtyard, Flagler, between where we're taking classes, learn how to play cricket with a bunch of my classmates, do something new, something different that I hadn't before. So that was a lot of fun, beautiful day, really enjoyed that. I think another experience I wanted, maybe I could share, would be from kind of a faculty perspective. You know, I talked before about how important it was for me to make kind of connections with faculty, and also kind of the struggle I had to figure out what does class participation look like. And so when you're in your first year, they will give you partway through the quarter, they'll give you feedback. You'll get an email from all your professors saying like, hey, you know, usually it's somewhat generic, saying like, there are three buckets, you know, these 1, 2, 3, one is classified by these people who do this, 2 by this, 3 by this. And you are in, you know, this bucket. Of course, if you'd like to talk about it, here's, you know, what you can do. And, you know, if you want to increase from like a 2 or a 3, maybe here are some things to think about, right? But other professors take a little more time with it. And so, you know, I try my classes, but for one of my classes, I got the feedback. I got the email and it said, okay, here are the three groups. You're in, I think it had the groups, but what I remember was the personal message at the end. It's like, John, you're not living up to your potential. We need to talk, ... please come by. You have so much more to give. And, yeah, it's just, I really appreciated hearing that from a professor who took the time with so many different students. And she, this professor, who will be pretty obvious to anyone listening who's familiar with the Darden system, who it is. But to have a professor who has over 100 different students take the time to look at all of our students and say, you know what, this person, I think they can do better. I know they can do better. I this is how I think they could do better. And to take the time to sit with me, as this person did later, to talk about maybe some things that I could improve on and how to think about, you know, getting out in front of people and kind of putting a flag in the ground and saying, you know, maybe we do this, and being comfortable with trying to get out in front of people and trying to get people to the right answer when you don't know what the right answer is. And to not just kind of sit at the back and just answer questions when you know the answer, but to be willing to get out and explore and help people find the right answer, even when you don't know where to go. And so I think that was this is an ongoing conversation with this faculty member, and it's been a great learning experience. And again, one of the reasons I'm very glad I came to Darden was you get faculty like that, and I'm sure you do at many different places, but it's one of our focuses here, and it's something that I feel the Darden experience has really delivered on.
That is impressive that someone take that kind of time to give that kind of feedback when you have so many students, and you know, it's not absolutely necessary to do that, but I feel like it's a very Darden thing for that to happen.
Absolutely.
I also want to ask maybe a bit of a challenging question here, maybe harder to judge given where you are in your experience. But from where you started to where you are now, you know, if you think back to where you began as a first year student to now almost completing your second year, graduation on the horizon, what do you think the impact of your Darden experience has been for you in terms of your growth and development?
Oh, that's a great question. This is interesting because, I mean, the other night I looked in my journal at my goals for what I wanted from this experience. And I was looking at, I had many different goals. I didn't reach them all, but I reached quite a few. And so some of the things I really wanted from this experience was to be able to be more comfortable talking to people and talking in front of people and expressing my ideas and trying to persuade people. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. I still got a long way to go, but I feel much more comfortable talking in front of a group of 70 people and saying, I think this is wrong. Let's go a different way. And saying why I feel that way. I feel that I can do new things is something when you're an accountant, I was sometimes told explicitly, I can't do new things. It was not good that we would do, try different things. And that if I went and tried to change my career, that was just a bad idea. I needed to stay exactly where I was. And so to come to here and explore many, many different subjects and to do well and to be competent in these things, I think has been a great reward of the Darden experience. So it's knowing the things, but also knowing that I could learn the things, I think is the biggest takeaway I think I have from the Darden experience.
Last question for you here, John. What's a piece of advice you would share with our prospective student listeners?
Okay. I think probably the best advice would be look further ahead than that first job. I think the value of a general management education, as we do here, is more in the job you're going to have in 5-10 years than it is quite about that job you have right when you get out of school. And I think that as well, because you're going to be talking about a bunch of different topics. And if you're only coming here for that first job, you'll probably get a fantastic job coming out of Darden. And you'll be very happy with that for a few years. And that's great. But if you're only doing it for that first job, I think you're missing out on learning more, because once you hit your goal, you kind of, maybe you don't pay attention as much and you're not working as hard to learn these things. So I would encourage prospective students to think about what they want in 5-10 years and how that ties in to your MBA experience. And if those things are, you really want to learn and grow as much, I think, you know, this is a great experience that I've had, and I'm sure that they would have a similarly great experience, probably in different ways than I will. But I think just looking further ahead is something we fail sometimes as humans to do.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today. It was great talking with you. Great to learn more about the sobriety initiative. We've featured it on the podcast before, and it's great to hear what the club has been up to this year. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Brett.
And that was my interview with John Rickards, a second-year student in our full-time MBA class of 2024 and the leader of the sobriety initiative here at the Darden School of Business. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at Virginia, at EDU. Till next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.